When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is really this extraordinary full-service platform for actors. You can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach, you can even just get somebody to read with you. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is, anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code ACTINGCLASS. Anyway, I suggest you try it out because it's really phenomenal.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
Okay, so I don't think he's ever sat in on our class, but you won't know my student, Akende. Anyway, Akende just got a part on a Showtime series, a regular, and I started working with him on it, and it's a really good part. He plays a pimp that lives in a McMansion. So I said, you know, you study with me, eventually you work. Anyway, I have a thought from working with him. And here's something that I think is an important part of our work. And it has to do with choosing the vocabulary you use. It's an interesting thing because what happens all the time is in the breakdown, and this happens to specifically be the part of Kendi auditioned for, in the breakdown, it says that the character is controlling. And it's probably fine for the whoever it is that writes the breakdown, but what Akende realized when we were working on it especially is a word like controlling will make him play a cliche. If somebody says to you, this character is controlling, it's like it forces you into an odd mindset. You say, oh, I'm going to play controlling. So he chose another word as a character description. And the character word was uncompromising. And so for him, the word uncompromising, in other words, freed him up more to make better choices that were not cliched choices. Does that make sense as a concept? In other words, it really hits me that part of what we do is we find part of it is shopping for a vocabulary word. And the vocabulary word that you choose helps you. So it's like you have to know so damn much when you're an actor. It's like if it says angry, I know how I'm going to play it. I have to find another word. Because if I play angry, I know what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to find something else that helps me as an actor. It both feeds me as an actor and opens me up as an actor. Does that make sense as a concept at all? So here's the thing. And this is funny. And I say it because Caleb tries to do everything right. And so if I say, look at the nature of things, he's going to always look at the nature of things. And so sometimes you don't have to. If I were living with the word controlling, I might very well, in order to make that word work, have to look as what is the nature of someone who is controlling. Whereas, for me also, when somebody says uncompromising, I don't have to work so hard to look at the nature of it. It just so happens to be a vocabulary word that I say, I know exactly what they're talking about. I know exactly what they mean when they say my character is uncompromising. Am I confusing things, or does this make sense, what I'm saying? What do you think I'm saying, Greg?
Well, it's not just finding the right vocabulary word. It's about finding another word that shakes your soul to where, you know, because controlling is one of those words we see all the time in breakdowns. So you have to shop like you're singing for something else that hits you a little bit, that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Maybe controlling might work for a person, but, you know, it's not always the case.
Yes, and I think that's really important. It's the reason I don't understand when anybody takes a class in college where they're supposed to write out things in the, like in the margins, because what means something to you is not going to mean something to somebody else. And you're absolutely right. There are people that controlling opens them up. But there are other people that it just forces them into a slot. So you have to know a lot about yourself. Hi, it's Milton. I'm thrilled to announce that the book, I Don't Need an Acting Class, loosely based on our podcast, will be coming out in November, and you can pre-order it now. I hope you enjoy it. I've mentioned this before, that Philip Seymour Hoffman, when he was talking to a group of us, said that he used the thesaurus all the time. And that he said he would find he would look at something and he'd say, it's sort of like this. And then he'd go to the thesaurus and look and see if he could find a better word that fed him more. And I thought that was really good. That was really good. So I, you know, that's one of the things that I realized in working with Akende on this part that he got, and he had used controlling, oddly enough, for the audition. They obviously really liked him because they called him back twice, and the second two auditions were over Zoom. And he told me the adjustments that they gave him. They were saying things like, lighten him up a little bit. And so he sort of lightened them up. And then they said, yeah, but retain some of the other thing that you had. I mean, it was just, and I thought, my God, what actors go through. I mean, it was brilliant because he had a second callback over Zoom and a third callback and then got the part. But you understand what you go through when you're working with this. You start with the breakdown that gives you a word called controlling that is forcing you both into an idea of a performance that comes from nothing. He's controlling. So then you've got to adapt for yourself and find a better word for you that gives you the sense of it. It's like so much you have to do. But it was an interesting thing to realize that you have to know when certain ideas, certain vocabulary pushes you into a place where you're not creative, or pushes you into a place where you're going to do this kind of idea of a performance, this cliche of a performance. And so you have to quickly just adapt it and say, controlling doesn't help me. I like he's uncompromising. It works better.
I think also you have to be really in touch with your own instrument in a way,
yeah,
to know whether it's striking a chord or not. And I guess it's so personal because it has to do with your personal relationship.
It is completely personal.
Yeah.
it is completely personal. I mean, he was surprised I came up with a word for him. And I said to him, for God's sakes, we've been working together for 5 years. I hope I know you well enough to know what you'll respond to. But for the most part, you know, it's like you have to find that. No one is going to lead you. No one is going to find the exact word that feeds you as an actor that opens up your talent. I mean, I think that's part of your job. If you're waiting for a director to tell you how to play it, you're really doomed. So you have to be able, and look, the more you do it, the faster you'll do it, and you can instantaneously shop. I mean, as an example, Walker, your sound's on. If I said to you, I want you to be really pissed off in this scene, so you know how you'd play pissed off. What might you do? How might you change that? Act like it's a television scene, and you're talking to your roommate, and I say to you, no, he's more pissed off than that.
I'm going to humiliate him.
Ah, exactly. Because you're looking for something that brings you to life. You're looking for something that turns you on, and that's part of the shopping. Part of the shopping for choices has to do with even finding a vocabulary word. You kind of know the ballpark. You kind of know where you are. I kind of know what's going on. He has three women living in his McMansion that he farms out to rich clients. He's in charge of them. But also, he has rules. And so, you know, so that's all you're really given. That's the entire plot. And then periodically. So I was reminded of that because I think sometimes we forget that that's also part of our job as actors, is to find words that feed us and therefore give us something to play. And that's the reason that I kind of redefined actions and said it, having an active verb is not enough as an action. Because it's totally within your purview as an actor. I mean, nobody's testing you. You really aren't writing it in the margin and handing it in to your drama teacher. You know, and so if you make the choice, you're pathetic. Is a great action. You disgust me. It's like any of those things, you're answering the question, what's going on in this scene? What's he doing in this scene?
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you back here next week.